Hello, may I help you?
Hi, I'm calling to speak with the person who handles the online listings for Seattle's Best Roofing and Construction.
He has stepped out of the office, but is I guess you can talk to me a bit about it, and I can hand over the message or try and get a hold of him.
Okay. Well, maybe you could help me. So the reason for my call, my name's Tara. I'm over at Local Splash, and we're a data service provider to Google and Bing. And what prompted my call to you is we wanted to speak with you about listing Seattle's Best on the first page of Google for your services there using the keywords in the area. And I'm sure that you've used Google before, right? Once or twice in your lifetime to search?
Yep.
Okay, so you know when you do that search, it'll show the map of the local area. It pops up in the middle of the page?
Yep.
And then next to that map, there's a list of some of the locals that service within that area. And as I'm sure you can imagine, there are pages of them in there, but on that first page, there's just a handful. So like right now in your area, they see Gallardo Roofing, Continental Roofing. Do you know those guys at all?
Yep.
Okay, so, and that's where we'd be listing you, is right there alongside them. So now you'd be one of those local options when people search from there as well. Now, the reason you're getting this call today is they had that other first page position become available in your geographic area for that category. So we'll be calling through that area today to fill that other position there. So if we were to program you in to appear there too, they would stop all of the calls to the area, and then we can't accept any additional companies in from your territory who offer any of the same services. And that all makes sense so far, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so now that you know why I'm calling, usually it's the owner or principal of the company that would handle that. Is that you by chance?
I'm the owner of the company.
You're the owner. Okay, how long have you been in business there as Seattle's Best?
We've been in the business since 2002, but we're newer to the Monroe area, and it's always been a company that, you know, moves around by word of mouth, basically, you know, the old school way. I'm actually a fifth generation roofer, so it started with my great-great-grandfather, basically.
Oh, wow. Where were they based originally?
Originally San Francisco, California, and then my great-grandfather moved us out here.
Okay. So you've been in the Washington area, just not Monroe, specifically planted in Monroe. You've been working throughout Washington?
Yep.
All these years? Okay. So how far are you typically traveling for the work now?
If we go as far as 60 miles, so we go as far south as Tacoma, and then as far north is just past Marysville.
Okay, so Tacoma to Marysville and then out to the water, right?
Yep.
Okay, makes sense. So I was looking for a website for Seattle's Best, and when I type the business name into the box, it'll show me all the different places you've been listed online. And I see some directory listings and some great ratings. You're 5 out of 5 star rated. And you mentioned that you've always been word of mouth. Is that why I don't see a website out there for you?
Yep.
Okay. So, and then these 5 out of 5 star ratings, that's through the Angie's List. Is that current or was that a little earlier on?
So that's pretty current. I actually contacted old customers to go on there and write their reviews. We're pretty new with the whole Angie thing. We also started up a Thumbtack also. So, you know, we're trying to get into the whole online thing. I just took over from my dad, and he was still pretty old school, so everything was always still, you know, just word of mouth, analog, basically. And now that, you know, I'm more of a generation that's more interested in the online and internet stuff.
Oh, okay. Well, it Sounds like the timing might be good then for this position that they have available there today. And you see value in all of this, it sounds like, right? Being listed there on Google too, at that moment people are searching?
Yep. Especially when you're meeting new customers, you know, they want to Google you. They want to, you know, and basically the best way to state it is they want to investigate you before they hire you and give you all their money, you know.
Absolutely, right. They want to make sure you're a legitimate company. Okay, and I'm sorry, my name again is Tara. Who am I speaking with?
Angelo.
Angelo, it's nice to meet you. And the good news, Angelo, is if you're a fifth generation, so they have something called a legacy rate. And what that is, it's a reduced rate just for our companies. Well, you have to be 20 years and over in order to get that, but you'll qualify for that easily. So it's a reduced rate. I just need to grab my regional manager for the area to apply that rate reduction for me. I will get you that pricing right now. Give me one moment here. Okay, and Chris is my director for the Pacific Northwest. He's coming over to apply that rate. And then that way. So, Angelo, being that they have that area open for programming today, if we could make Google affordable, that would be something you would want, right?
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, you know, mostly it just depends on what we're looking at. Is it a monthly cost, you know, get down to the nitty-gritty.
Okay, you're going to love this. Let me grab Chris to apply the rate. We'll do our best to make it fit for you. Hang on here.
All right. Thank you so much, Sarah. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you, Chris.
All right.